Good morning and welcome here to Backyard and Beyond. The community of Griswold is getting ready for the Griswold's Old Time Corn Boil coming up here this weekend. And we're speaking this morning with Brian Leeming, who is one of the organizers of those activities in Griswold here on the 4th. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing very well today.
All right. I guess talk a little bit about what's going on here this weekend with the Corn Boil.
Yeah, it's going to be a real busy weekend here. We've got the Griswold Old Time Corn Boil Saturday from 4:30 to 8 in the Griswold City Park.
So folks look forward to this, I think, every year. And I guess is it something that's become a little bit easier over the years to continue to get organized and ready for?
You know, this is actually the first time that we've been involved. The Masonic Lodge Cast 412 has taken this over and brought it back. A lot of folks know that it went away for a couple of years with the Chamber of Commerce used to be in charge of it, and then it went away for a few years, and now we've decided to bring it back. It's just part of the Griswold's tradition, and we just didn't want to see it go away. So this is actually our first year of bringing it back, and it's been, let me tell you, a lot of work.
Yeah, I guess talk a little bit maybe what that process was like then. You know, what kind of spurred that decision, and how long have you been working on getting it back going?
Well, the Masonic Lodge is a community-based organization. You know, we are a nonprofit organization, and we felt that a lot of the things that we do is geared towards the community, and we felt that that was one thing that we wanted to look at. You know, we had a lot of members that were involved with it in the past, and we discussed it and thought that we could handle it and brought it on. It's been a year-long process of getting things lined up and organized, and you don't remember if you bought this or if we've got that, or it's been many meetings. We've had an incredible group of guys that were on the committee, myself and three other gentlemen, Tom Sambothy, Doug Eccles, and Jim Gustin. It was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, and we finally got it all put together, and we're really looking forward to this Saturday.
Yeah, I guess all that hard work hopefully here will pay off then on a Saturday with folks coming out and enjoying themselves. I guess obviously one thing that you get to enjoy is the corn boil itself, and that'll be going on starting at 4:30. Talk a little bit about what that's like for folks.
Well, from starting at 4:30, we will be serving all the hot buttered sweet corn you can eat. It's served with either a grilled hamburger or a hot dog, potato salad or chips, and a drink. Kids are $4 and adults are $6. And then we do have other organizations that have stepped up to the plate and volunteered to be a part of the corn boil. We're going to have the PEO Chapter GL serving pie and ice cream for dessert. That's homemade pie and ice cream sounds good to me right now in this heat, so I'm sure everybody's going to enjoy that. We do have pony rides for the kids. We're going to have a cakewalk that's going to be hosted by the Lady of Grace Catholic Church. We have carnival games that are for the kids and family as well from the Church of Christ. The Masonic Lodge will be hosting bingo from 4:30 till about 8 o'clock. There's a dunk tank, so people can come and try their arm out at throwing the kids into the water. And then after 8 o'clock, the movie that's going to happen is in they're doing an old-time movie in the park, which is the Griswold Betterment Committee, and they're going to surprise everybody. It's been a big secret. No one knows the movie. But I know they've worked really hard on it. So everybody is invited to stick around afterwards and enjoy a movie in the park free of charge. Along with that, the Optimist Club is going to give snow cones and popcorn free to everyone that's there. And we've got many, many other people that are vendors that are going to be there as well. And we have a car show that's going to be there. We just invite people to come down and enjoy it, bring a lawn chair, and enjoy an old-fashioned evening in the park.
All right. Well, lots of activities going on, and you know, it sounds like sure is something that great if you got that family and you're not not wanting to spend a whole lot of money to go out and have a full day of fun. This is the place to be. It's just not going to cost you very much to eat, and then all the other free activities that are going on. It's a great deal for everybody out there.
That's right. You know, it's all about community and just getting together. You know, especially now with the way the economy is, it's tough to get everybody together and just enjoy each other's company and just have a good time without costing an arm and a leg. And, you know, it's the car show is free of charge. Come and look at some of the old cars and nostalgic vehicles that are going to be out there. And if anybody had a car that they wanted to put into the car show, they definitely can. It's not too late. They can contact Denny Frazier, and they can do that by calling 712-778-4164. Anybody that enters the car show is gets two free tickets for the corn boil. They can eat free as being part of the car show. And we just invite anybody that wants to come down and just have fun and enjoy the day to come down and enjoy it. It's going to be a lot of fun, I hope.
Yeah, definitely lots to get involved with. You mentioned earlier, you know, the pie and ice cream obviously will be probably a hit because the heat that we've had to endure here in the month of July and, of course, now carrying over here into August. So related to that, it's not been a good year because of the heat to grow a lot of anything. Was there ever any concern about the sweet corn supply for this event?
You know, we have a fantastic gentleman here in Griswold. His name's Rick Connery, and he's with Pioneer Seeds, and he stepped up to the plate again and said, you know, we'll plant all the corn for you and raise it. And I just can't imagine, you know, they were watering that corn and keeping an eye on it. And it was touch and go there for a while. And we were pulling our hair out and really worried that we weren't going to have any corn. We've had, right now we've already picked, I think it was close to 1,100 ears of corn last night. And we've got some more to pick Friday, but Rick has just really done a fantastic job of making sure that corn was done in the right time and that we were going to have corn. And you know, my hat's off to him because he did a fantastic job. When other people don't have corn, we've got plenty, so we shouldn't run out. And we invite everybody to come down and see how many they can eat and have a good old time of it. So
yeah, that's a good deal. A little extra work, I'm sure, going into making sure that was available for folks here this year. You mentioned, you know, the work that you put in and your organization has put in, and you just mentioned another gentleman there helping out with the corn, but it sure looks like you also have a lot of other community organizations that have really stepped up to the plate to help you out with the different activities that are going on.
Yeah, we really did. You know, the community itself really didn't want to see this corn boil go away, and all of our sponsors, you know, we want to thank all our sponsors, because each one of them in their own way stepped up and said, hey, how can I help? What can I do? And, you know, it's just been amazing. It's been a really overwhelming outcry that they stepped up and helped us. And each one of our sponsors is very much just as important as we are as getting this put on. And you know, like you said, there's a very long list, and we do have flyers out, and anybody that gets a chance to look at the flyer, you know, just look at all the sponsors that looked at that, you know, and said, hey, we want to be a part of that. And we just encourage everybody that, you know, if you get a chance to visit some of these sponsors and you remember it, just say, hey, you know, thanks for helping with that corn boil. You know, it was a lot of fun, and we know you were a big part of it. And we also want to thank all our sponsors, because without them, we couldn't have done it alone. It's been very much a community project.
So. Yeah. Well, that's great to see, you know, and of course, that's what, you know, living in a rural community and here in Southwest Iowa is all about, all those folks working together to help each other out and have good times like this one here coming up on Saturday. I guess also to talk a little bit about, a little more about your organization, the Masonic Lodge Cast 412 that has gotten together to organize this. What else do you guys do?
We, the money, well, that's one thing that, you know, we are kind of behind the scenes a lot of times. We are a nonprofit organization. We raise money throughout the year, and this is one of our fundraisers, obviously. But we give scholarships away to kids that, you know, maybe not, may not be able to go to college without it. Mm-hmm. Or just some outstanding kids, you know, if they put an application in and request the money. But, you know, the Masonic Lodge has always believed in our youth and our kids. And so our goal has always been sponsoring scholarships for college. And that's where the money goes to help support the kids in Cass County and the surrounding counties. Anyone that applies, obviously, is considered. And you know, it's good to know that you're helping the community in ways with our future. And yeah. Our kids are our future.
Yeah, definitely a great cause and a great effort there. And a lot of great work going in here to this event itself. Once again, remind folks time and place and what's going on here with the Corn Boil.
Yeah, it's going to be this Saturday, August 4th. We're going to start serving from 4:30 until 8. Obviously, you can show up earlier and stay later. One thing I would like to say to folks that are coming in, there's going to be parking at the community building. It gets pretty tight around the city park with everybody coming in and trying to park, and it gets to be a hassle. So we're going to do some parking at the community building this year, and we had a gentleman that said, you know, hey, I've got this shuttle service. He's got a tractor, old-time tractor, and a wagon, and it's really a neat ride, and he's going to do shuttle service from the community building. His name's Dale Rush, and I'm sure a lot of people know that name, and he's just a super individual, and he's volunteered to give people rides to and from their cars. So it'll take a little hassle off in the heat of having to walk to the city park, and it also gives folks a little easier parking.
All right. Well, convenience all around, and it should be a great time on Saturday, August 4th in Griswold at the Griswold City Park. Brian Leeming with the Masonic Lodge Cast 412 been visiting with us about the Corn Boil. And, Brian, we want to thank you for your time here this morning.
We thank you, Chris, and we just thank everybody that comes out.
All right. Thought as we end the program, get down there to Griswold and have yourself an old-fashioned evening in the park.